This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Malcolm Hohnlein, and we're very, very pleased to welcome Ginny Milgrom, who is going to help us educate everyone, including myself, about the scale of Jewish ancestry in the New World. Ginny, a very good day to you. Thank you for this. I learned in seminary the word converso, which referred to the Jewish families in Spain in the medieval times who converted to Roman Catholicism because of threats by the regime, converso. How does that tell us about the scale of Jewish ancestry in the New World? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Thank you so much. Back in the 1300s, no historian can agree on how many Jews were in the Iberian Peninsula. They go from 100,000 to 1 million. We generally, historically now, take about 300,000. 100,000 that left, 100,000 that stayed in Spain and Portugal, and 100,000 that assimilated to disappear forever. So we are talking here about the 100,000 that stayed, such as my family, pretending to be Jewish for generations and generations until me today. So these conversions began in 1391, the largest mass conversions of Jews in history. And people like my family hid underground. They were called by the Spaniards, they were called Marranos, which means pig. The first book written about this refers to the Marranos. We don't use it. I personally wouldn't want to be called a pig, nor my family. Conversos is a term that is used. Crypto Jews is used a lot more today, meaning the hidden Jews. And in Hebrew, that term is anusim, which is also means children of the forced, b'nei anusim. So all of these terms are used interchangeably, but more and more crypto Jews is the correct term.
Malcolm?
We're talking about an extremely large population, many millions of people today who are descendants of those who left Spain and Portugal during those years. And as you said, we don't know the real numbers, but it's very significant. The Spanish and Portuguese government opened up the possibility of citizenship. Can you tell us about your work to digitize Inquisition records, to get the unprecedented amount of genealogical information, those seeking to find their roots, including six crypto-Jewish members of Congress today, who largely from the South, the West, who have these kind of roots, and your effort to with the ASF to create this certificate of Sephardi and ancestry?
Correct. So the program in Spain ended already. They were doing a offer to become a Sephardic citizen. A citizen because of the Sephardic roots, and many, many less than they expected did that program. Finding the genealogies is very difficult. I'll get into that in a moment. And Portugal, and that program finished, I believe, 2 years ago. In Portugal, that program is still ongoing, and you pretty much have to prove that you have Sephardic ancestry. You have to prove that you had your own family living there, not necessarily as a hidden Jew, and mostly not, mostly just that they lived there, that they were citizens there at some point in history. So these two programs were ongoing. When all of this began, and when I was able to find my own ancestry, it took me a decade or a little bit more. It took me about 12 years to finally be able to go back. I first went back to 1545, finding genealogical records. I did it maternally, which is the traditional way, mother after mother after grandmother. I finally was able to, again, after many years, many trips, and a lot of money, I was able to go back to 1405 and pre-Inquisition Spain and find an unbroken maternal lineage of 22 grandmothers. Now, this is very difficult. Only seven people that I know of, and I'm in this niche up to my neck, have really been able to go back with every single document. It was approved in Israel. I had returned via a conversion many years before I did this, just because I just felt Jewish and attracted. And finally, I am Jewish on 28 of my lines going back, and 28 of my lines of family burned to death in many inquisitions. And so I know that this was very strong in me, but I saw the need that people shouldn't have to spend all this money, shouldn't have to have all this drama just to get their genealogy. So I received funding from MyHeritage, the DNA company in Israel, and I began to try to digitize all of these records around the world. Since 2015, I am hitting at doors. We have been able to almost complete Portugal. They were very open. I have been struggling with Spain, struggling with the contracts in Mexico, Lima, Peru, Cartagena, Colombia. I've traveled the world trying to get these records digitized, because if the only way that we can prove that we were Jews and we have this ancestry, and believe me, the people that are proving this are super proud. This is not like I'm going to hide and find this. No, everyone is like clamoring at this, really wanting to prove. You just have to take a look at the amount of emerging communities all over Latin America. I work with an organization, Kulanu, that I direct and I oversee. I teach, and we build mikvahs, and we're doing all this. Partly for these people, like you said, I personally don't know millions. I personally do know thousands. And the DNA tests show that there are millions. And again, for me, it's just bringing the awareness, letting people understand what's out there, letting people understand that they really do have a possibility of this ancestry. And many of these are memories. I mean, my grandmother taught me the Jewish dietary laws in the kitchen, couching them as family traditions. I learned all of this. My mother buried within 18 hours. I mean, we are talking from 1405 to today, where these families have these memories. So there must be something, whether it's genetic memory or whatever it is. But there are so many people out there. And the way that I see it, as Jews, we need friends. We need friends for every Jew. We need at least 10 friends because of what's going on in the world today. So if I can bring somebody, whether they return to the Jewish people or not, that to me is not as important as that they are friendly and speak well of the Jewish people when needed to, and stand up for the Jewish people. And that is the kind of awareness that I am trying to bring when I direct and teach all of these crypto Jewish descendants.
Jeannie Milgram is president of the Jewish Genealogical Society of Greater Miami, president of Tarbut Safaran Farmanoselli in Spain, and past president of the Society for Crypto-Judaic Studies, Malcolm Honlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.